Today we're talking about pointing fingers at others.
Ray, did you not flush the toilet again? It stinks in there.
What? We don't even have a toilet here.
I know, I'm just kidding. I was just trying to find fault with you. Let's talk about that vid. All right, welcome to ICRT, the Vid Talk Show. This is me, JR, and...
Ray.
That's right. We're here every Monday night to talk about videos on the internet that are going viral. Mm-hmm. And today we chose a video which is about blaming other people.
Right.
That is something that we all like to do.
Yeah, that's why you blame me at the forefront.
And so we talk about the video, and we teach you the English within the video.
Vid Talk 就是 Video Talk, 所以呢我们每个礼拜会有由你们由观众选出来的影片。那在每个礼拜的节目当中，我们会讨论里面的内容，并且教你里面英文的用法。
That's right. And other than that, we do issue you a challenge at the end of the show every week. And we're going to get back to last week's challenge at the end of the show today. You also get to choose to vote for which video that we are going to talk about next Monday.
所以呢，我们有个网站哦 voicetube.com/radio。到这个网站的话，你可以看到我们的所有的节目，并且参与我们的互动挑战。我们在每一集的最后面都会有一个翻译挑战呢，让你来去尝试。那我们今天也会看到这礼拜新的挑战，还有回顾一下上礼拜的挑战有谁。答对了，这样子。那最后的话呢，也可以在我们的网站上面选择下一次 JR 跟我要讨论哪一个影片。
That's right. So this week we're talking about this video, which is called Blame.
That's right.
That's the title. You can look it up on our website, which is voicetube.com/radio.
Yeah. Just one word, blame. B-L-A-M-E, blame.
Blame, 就是指责的意思。
That's right.
So today we're talking about this. So of course we need to, you know, bring up some of our own stories about blaming other people.
Okay.
Are you a blamer?
I am a blamer, yeah.
You are a blamer.
This is like a group session. I'm Ray, I'm a blamer.
I'm a blameaholic. Blame addict.
So do you have like a story about how you, to demonstrate how well you blame?
You know, I can't think of any specific story, but when I was a kid, I was definitely a total 100% blamer.
Okay, what makes you say that?
Especially when I was a teenager, you know, when during puberty or all kind of weird.
like the hormones kicks in.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, a teenager, my house has 4 floors.
Okay.
So when I'm walking on the stairways from time to time, I trip on the stairs and I fall. The first thing I do is I start blaming people. I fall down and I'm like, damn, why did they make the stairways so steep?
Wait, the construction workers?
What? Yeah, I blame them for making the stairways
too steep.
But
they're not even there.
I'm just blaming just to discharge my feelings inside.
Like that, in the heat of the moment, you need to like somehow in a way vent your anger.
Yeah, I just needed to have somebody responsible for me falling on the stairways.
Does that make you feel better though?
No, actually. Actually, it gets worse. You get angrier. Yeah, so don't blame. That is why we're talking about this video today, to stop the blaming.
I have a really good story too about how I am a blamer. Because, well, I'm a Christian, okay? And I got into contact with like churches at a very, very young age, because I went to Singapore to study abroad, right? And Singapore, it's not really a Christian country, but somehow I got introduced by a friend into a Catholic church.
Oh, really?
Right, so I think it was when I was in grade 3, and I was introduced, invited to this Catholic church, and there I learned, oh, okay, so there's a God. and then usually, like for the most part, most people, after the first time going to church, you would imagine them being like thankful and saying like good things.
Oh, grateful.
Graceful God, I'm grateful for you. No, that's not what happened with me.
What happened?
You know, the first thing I would do was to blame things on God.
Really?
yeah. Because I'd be thinking, okay, so like God is all powerful. He can plan everything. So whatever bad happens, that must be his fault.
It must be your fault.
Yeah.
Everything.
So it's funny because I was really childish. And I would blame like all sorts of nonsense on God. For example, if I step into a puddle of dirty water, I'd be like, why did you not let me see that?
I'm all of a sudden thinking of this movie, Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
I'm picturing Jim Carrey in it, like he's stepping in that puddle of water.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's exactly what... Why, God?
It's like, why? It's like, why did you let me step into that water? Why didn't you let me see it, like, in advance? So that's what I did. And I would be like, I blame, like, literally everything that I'm pissed about. So Why is the weather not nice today? Like, why is that girl not talking to me? Why did I fail my exam?
Why am I not handsome?
Yeah, things like that. So it gets like really out of hand, and I point like everything to God, and I'm very apologetic now.
God must have a complaint mailbox just for you.
Yeah,
Ray.
Yeah, it's filled every
designated
day.
Designated Ray from Ray.
So it's funny because it's not even true, right? It's all my fault. I'm solely responsible for all the things that's wrong.
That's going in going
yeah,
on
in the
wrong
in your
direction.
Life. But somehow I find it easier, more convenient to have an object to blame.
When you point fingers at other people.
Yeah, well, in this case, it's God. Yeah. So it's kind of like an extreme end. But,
That's actually what the video is about here. Mm-hmm. And so the story is about this doctor. Her name is, I forgot her name.
I think Dr. Brown, I think.
Brown, okay, Dr. Brown. She's at home and she makes a deal with her husband who's going out to have some fun with his friends.
Uh-huh.
Water polo, right?
Yeah, water polo.
Yeah, at the swimming sport. Pool, having fun. That sounds fun. So she tells her husband to come home earlier than 10 p.m. At latest 10 p.m. because she can't go to sleep without her husband coming home.
Uh-huh.
I know that kind of people. It's a kind of security.
Yeah.
Or people. Some people get startled when people open the door and walk
light
in.
Light sleepers.
Yeah, yeah. Like me.
Yeah.
So I understand her. But her husband didn't come home till 10:30 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And during that 30-minute gap, mm-hmm. she came out of the room and she got a cup of coffee just to wait for her husband to come home.
Uh-huh.
And the second day, she was really, really tired because uh-huh. she slept late.
Yeah.
So she had to get another cup of coffee, which she accidentally dropped the glass on the floor and broke it
uh-huh.
into millions of pieces, as she describes it. And the coffee splashed on her shirt all over the place, and she got mad. And the first thing she said she did was blame her husband.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve, it was
Steve.
Damn, because you came home late, that I got up early, and I couldn't go to sleep, and now I'm tired. I had to get this second cup of coffee in the morning, and now you see what happened here.
Yeah, and it's funny how she put it, because the instant she dropped the coffee mug, she made the connections like quick.
Less than a second.
Like, in milliseconds. It's very complicated. She had to think back to yesterday and had to say that, oh, because he came home late and then I got the coffee and then I slept late and then because of that I'm tired and then I get the coffee. It's like really complicated. It's like a maze. How could she make such
fast
connections?
No wonder she's a doctor. You get that kind of professional training for this, for to blame people.
Yeah, for this very
logic.
Moment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so she started off this talk with this story, and as interesting and as charming as this story may be, she has a point. She has a point to make.
Right.
She's saying that we shouldn't do. We are inclined to blame someone. Like, well, she obviously blamed her husband in this case, in this scenario. But she's saying we shouldn't be so inclined to blame someone, because she described blaming as a negative discharge of anger.
That's right.
And then she compared it with something called accountability. Mm-hmm. So accountability, by definition, it means you're holding someone responsible reasonably and rationally. So you are actually looking down at the whole situation and making very logical assumptions about whose fault something is. And thus, you'll be able to talk to them about it and resolve the problem.
Right.
But on the other hand, blaming, according to this doctor, it's just a discharge of anger. You're just trying to pinpoint your anger at one specific
person. It's simply emotional.
Right, and it might not even be correct because you're not holding someone accountable. You're not looking at it from a very clear perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to vent your anger. So,
but you know how she puts it in her speech? I think she has quite a point.
Uh-huh.
It's her husband's fault.
No. That's not her point. Right, right. You're fooled by her. She's saying she regrets doing that. She's saying that she should hold herself accountable instead of making this distant connections to her husband yesterday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not logical. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because her husband called her, right? And then she's like, she picked up the phone and her husband was like, so hey babe, what's going on? And then she's like, what's going on? I'll tell you exactly what's going on. So I broke the coffee mug and now I'm cleaning. And then like,
doo, doo,
yeah,
doo,
dial tone. Doo, doo. Her husband knows what's up. He just hung up on her.
It must have happened to him 100 of times before.
Yeah, that's why he's really experienced. So this is according to the doctor, very detrimental, very corrosive to relationship, because you're just prone to blame everything on your significant other. That way they'll feel pressured, right? It's not even my fault. Like, why are you blaming this on me?
So there's a moral in this, actually. So whenever something happens, before you start blaming or pointing fingers at other people, you should actually just, first of all, take a step back, breathe in, and think reasonably. Yeah. Is it really his or her fault, or is it my fault?
Yeah, be rational.
That's and in this story, I think it's Steve's fault.
No, that's not, you're trying to misguide the audience. Go check out the video yourself, right? You'll see, right?
See for yourself, right? Do it right now on our website.
Yep.
VoiceTube.com/radio. VoiceTube.com/radio.
Are you team Joseph or are you team Ray? Like, which one do you think? Do you think it's Steve's fault or do you think it's Dr. Brown's fault? Right, tell us in the comments.
Pick JR. All right, go to our website right now, VoiceTube.com/radio. 赶快看一下我们的这个影片, and we'll be back in just a sec. Hey, and you're here back on VidTalk. You're on ICRT every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. And this is the second half of the show, the part where we teach you the English within this video. And once again, if you haven't seen the video yet, you can always look it up on our website, voicetube.com/radio.
所以这个是我们的第二部分, VidTalk, 我们会教你里面的影片里面的英文用法。 那我们会怎么样做进行呢？是会先让你听一下影片里面的原声，并且给你翻译之后呢，我们会来讨论一下里面其中一个片语或单字的用法。那可能会造一些句子。那之前那个JR造的句子有时候都会有点好笑，所以呢 ，Looking forward to that. Yeah,
I'm a serious guy.
OK，那我们来先，总共会有五句，我们先来看第一句。
How many of you are blamers? How many of you, when something goes wrong, the first thing you want to know is whose fault it is?
有多少人每当发生一些不好的事，你第一时间必须要知道是谁的错？
How many of you, when something goes wrong, the first thing that you want to know is whose fault it is?
所以呢，这边我们要看的是 go wrong, right? Something goes wrong. 有些事情 go wrong. What does that mean?
Things didn't go to how you expected it to be.
就是用中文来讲的话，可能就是发生一些不好的事情，就是你出错了，对，出错了，你预期之外的事情，right? Wrong. So when something goes wrong, 当发生一些不好的事情的时候，你第一时间需要知道是谁的错。 The first thing you want to know, 你第一件想要知道的事情就是 whose fault it is, 是谁的错。对， something goes wrong, go wrong.
Okay, so if we're here for a sentence, this will make you easy to memorize this. You'll never go wrong if you go right.
That's not... Okay.
You know,
okay. This... Fine. JR刚刚说, if something... Nothing will go wrong if you go right. 他说, 所有的事情都不会出错，如果你右转的话。只要向左右转呢？It's a pun， 就是它是一个双关，因为right也是右转嘛。Right. 但是right也是对的。Yeah. Right. 所以那是 like，it's like a pun， 是一个双关。
Like you know, there's this movie called like 向左转，向右转。 You know that movie?
Yeah. And they always turn right.
Yeah.
One always turns left.
So if they one day decided to turn the opposite direction, they would meet each other.
Yeah. That's
so everything won't go wrong if they go right.
Okay. So remember how to use this. Go wrong. Something goes wrong. Something went wrong. If you're talking about something in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next sentence.
Ergo, my second cup of coffee that I probably would not be having had he come home when we discussed.
所以我的第二杯咖啡，如果他准时回来，我应该就不用喝了。
Ergo, my second cup of coffee that I probably would not be having had he come home when we discussed.
Okay. 好，所以这边是我们刚刚讲到了嘛，那个博士呢 她因为老公在前一天呢跟她的朋友玩 water polo 玩到太晚了，然后她就太晚睡，所以她要喝咖啡的关系，所以这边的第二杯咖啡 my second cup of coffee that I probably would not be having， 我应该不会喝的。然后这边我们要看的其实是 ergo， E-R-G-O， ergo， what does that mean？ ergo，
ergo means therefore，
yeah， that's right， just like so， like therefore。Ergo 其实是拉丁文， it's Latin。It's not that often used， but because it's used in this video， I thought it was interesting， I thought we can discuss it。 所以 ergo 它就是 therefore， 你在 演讲的时候或者在讲话的时候呢，就是你想要讲这个所以的时候，
you wanna sound Latino，
yeah，
ergo。
I think Latin is different than Latino。 Latin's not like that。 OK， 所以如果你想要对听起来很有学问的话，就 ergo， right， ergo something something something，
yeah，
就是基本上就是 therefore，
therefore so，
yeah yeah yeah， ergo。
OK， next sentence
I'd rather it be my fault than no one's fault. Because why? Why?
我宁可是我自己的错，也不要怪人。为什么呢？
I'd rather it be my fault than no one's fault. Because why?
所以这边要看的是 I'd rather. 所以这边是 I'd rather it be my fault， 我自己的错 than no one's fault， 也不要是别人的错，也不要去怪人。Okay, what does that mean? I'd rather do something. I'd rather.
You know, to explain this, it's something like I would want to do something or I would want something to be something instead.
Uh-huh, instead. 就是宁可的意思嘛，就我不要这个，我宁可要另外一个。所以这边它是 rather something than something else. Rather A than B. 所以 I'd rather it be my fault than no one's fault. 所以这边的 A 就是 my fault. 我宁可是我自己的错 than B 这边是 no one's fault.是没有人的错 ，OK， 所以说这边是在讲说，我宁可是自己，要怪自己的意思。所以，在这个影片里面，因为这个立场是他觉得 blaming 是很负面的这一个气场，所以他宁可呢怪自己，好好的去检视自己，也不要用这个气场去影响别人，去责怪别人。So I'd rather it be my fault than no one's fault.
All right.
Okay.
Here for an example.、Mm-hmm. I'd rather blame Ray than admit it's my
fault. No, I just spent so much time like talking to them about how it's not right to blame people, and you just like ruin everything with your example sentence.
Thank you.
我刚刚才讲说就是不应该 blame 人家，然后 JR 就给我造一个句子是说要怪我。所以
What's it in Chinese? I'd rather blame Ray than admit it's my fault.
他说我宁可 JR 说我宁可怪 Ray 也不想承认是我自己的错。
That's right. Exactly.
So we are like going in opposite directions.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, who do you choose? Right, Team Ray or Team JR? Okay.
Team JR.
Team
always.
Me, please. Right.
Yeah.
Don't blame people. Right. That's the motto of the program today.
All right. Next sentence.
Because we expend all of our energy raging for 15 seconds and figuring out whose fault something is.
因为我们花尽力气暴怒15秒想要知道是谁的错。
Because we've spent all our energy raging for 15 seconds and figuring out whose fault something is.
所以呢这个因为我们花尽力气 because we've spent all of our energy, 我们花尽我所有的力气 raging for 15 seconds, 暴怒了15秒 and we want to figure out whose fault something is, 我们想知道是谁的错。 Okay, so figure out, what is figure out?
I figured out that it's Ray's fault.
Again? What? What's my fault?
For not flushing the toilet.
There's not even a toilet here. Okay.
I imagine.
所以这边的 figure out 就是呢 like, find something out, right? 就是发现什么事情，就是发觉什么事情，就是想到了，就是所以这边figure out whose fault something is， 就是呢想要知道是谁的错嘛，所以 figure something out。那通常像是如果在解题的时候，或是你想要说哦，我知道了，可以说 I figured it out， right?
or I can't figure it out，
yeah,
which is mostly my case in mathematics.
I figured it out 就是哦我。我想到了，我搞懂了。
Yeah.
I never figure it out. 就是 I don't figure it out. 就是我不懂这样子。
That's right.
Okay.
Next sentence.
And blaming is very corrosive in relationships.
责怪他人很伤感情。
Blaming is very corrosive in relationships.
Right. That's true. Blaming is very corrosive in relationships. 这边其他字应该都懂嘛。Blaming is very 然后 corrosive in relationships. 在感情方面呢，责怪他人非常的什么样呢？ What's corrosive?
corrosive in Chinese is like 有腐蚀性的, right?
Mm, right, it comes from the word corrupt.
Yeah, corrupt. So you could replace it with other words like harmful, hazardous.
Hazardous, okay.
Yeah, it's so it bad for something.
有害的意思了, yeah, 有害. Yeah. So it's blaming is very harmful, it's very hurtful, it's very detrimental in relationships. Mm-hmm. So corrosive 就是呢, 从corrupt来的这个字, 所以是, 非常的, 但是它这个, 感觉的程度很高, 因为它是有腐蚀性的,
yeah,
对,
yeah,
对你的感情是有腐蚀性的,
yeah.
感觉非常的严重, 对, 你的感情会就是被腐烂掉的感觉, it's very corrosive.
It sounds like you've experienced something like this.
No? Just the feeling of the word, right? You're always trying to guess like my relationship status.
All right, those are our five sentences for today, and it's time for us to give you your challenge. So today, what's our challenge, Ray?
Okay, 我们今天的这个挑战呢, 是这个句子, 听好咯, 我宁可你什么都不说, 那当然我们希望你用的句子是 I'd rather 好,再听一次哦 我宁可你什么都不说
OK
那在我们的网站 voicetube.com 写信radio 我们会把这句话呢放在上面 你们就看到这句话呢 可以打下你的翻译 或者是你可以录下你的翻译 都可以 那我们会选一个呢 在下礼拜的节目上面播出
That's right If you can translate this the Chinese 我宁可你什么都不说 Using the phrase that we just mentioned I'd rather Then go to our website right now, voicetube.com/radio, and give us your response.
Right.
And let's get to our challenge from last week.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what we got.
Okay. 好,我们上个礼拜的挑战是呢, 不要冲动,你应该三思而后行。 Uh-huh. Okay, so that was our challenge. 这是我们的翻译题的挑战哦。
Did anybody get it right?
有一个... 其实还蛮多人的 A lot of people got it right But we chose this because She used a very good expression in her sentence So mm-hmm. this comes from 怡珍
怡珍 Yeah
She typed Don't be impulsive 所以 impulsive 冲动性上礼拜讲过的 So that's right 那三思而后行的 它翻译成 You should look before you leap
Oh that's very very good English
Yeah
Very good 怡珍 If you're listening right now Kudos
Look是看嘛 那leap是跳 Mm-hmm. 就是英文有这一个 expression 就是 look before you leap
一种谚语对英文的谚语三思而后行对就是这样子就是你在跳之前在跳跃之前的应该要先稍微观看一下 Or you'll end up like me with a broken foot 2013
Yeah that's right So don't be impulsive You should look before you leap From 怡珍 So this sentence 就是我们上礼拜的翻译挑战那我们使用到了冲动 Impulsive
That's right That's very good 怡珍 And that's about it for today. Don't forget, go to our website, voicetube.com/radio, and also vote for our next video that we're going to talk about next Monday night.
That's right. What do you want us to talk about? What do you want us to discuss? What do you want us to be silly and goof around? What's the topic you want to set?
Oh, we're best at that.
Yeah, we're good at that.
We're pros.
So go to our website and choose our next video for us and we'll talk about it on air next week on ICRT.
That's right. At the meantime, you can always go to our websites on Facebook. Mine is JR Lee Radio. JRLEE Radio 在脸书上 and Ray's is
mine is Ray Do English with a DU.
And you can always check out VoiceTube's Facebook too. Just log on to Facebook and text in VoiceTube.
Right.
All right. See you guys next Monday.
Talk to you guys next time. See ya.
See you around.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。